5:32.
Oh, what's the curtis?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. So let me know how you do, please, on 81199.
Oh, what's the curtis?
I'm very much enjoying the show today. I loved Becky doing the beatboxing. That was great. Let's have a good old what's occurring. Are we ready?
Come on then.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, earlier on, Becky was learning how to be a beatboxer with a bloke called Beardy Man.
Sir Beardus.
Sir Beardus. And we were wondering if that was her forte. It wasn't, but, you know, she did all right. Right, now, listen, earlier we went out to Stupid Street, OK?
Yeah.
My question to you is, are the people on Stupid Street any better at beatboxing than Becky?
To say that.
That's quite hard. We asked five people. How many of the five that we asked on Stupid Street will be better at beatboxing than Becky?
None. I'm confident in my abilities, because no one else is.
Chopper.
I'm going to go three.
Three. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the people on Stupid Street having a beatbox.
Have you ever beatboxed before?
No, never.
Go for it.
Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, 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 chicka, boom, chicka, boom, boom.
Okay. So we've got...
Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, 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 chicka, boom, chicka, boom, boom.
Is that better than... Not, is it?
She did a remix to that then by sneezing.
Sorry, that was a sneeze, not a beatbox.
I think that's a no.
You think that's a no?
I don't think she's better, no.
All right,
what do
then.
You think? Oh, no, you're... No, let's not ask you.
Well, you can't ask Becky because she's going to be biased.
Better or not?
I say so, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. One. Next.
Can you beatbox?
I can give it a go.
Go for it.
Okay, here's Becky's. And now that guy.
Bass.
Yeah, I think better.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, so that's two. Is this one better?
Have you ever beatboxed before?
In the shower a few times. Like, yeah.
Go.
Okay.
Versus Becky. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's three. Next one.
Have you ever beatboxed before?
Never.
Okay, would you like to try now?
Okay.
Go for it.
Boom, boom.
What was that?
Me attempting to beatbox.
No, I'm sorry.
What
no,
was that?
That was not any good. This is better. That's Becky. Okay, so we're saying
Becky's
no.
Becky's better there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, and yeah. Last one.
Can you beatbox?
No, not really, but I'll give it a go.
Go for it. Where did you learn that?
Just me. I just randomly go along the street and just.
What do you think?
No.
Here's Becky. Here's that girl.
I think Becky was better there.
Yeah, I do as well.
Yeah.
So, Chappers, you were exactly right there.
Really?
Yeah, you said three people would be.
And it was three,
yeah,
was it?
Unbelievable. Well
Brilliant.
Done. You get a point.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Thanks, Scott.
That's really good.
Thank
well
you.
Well done. Next one. You know 10 things you need to know about losing weight? It was on TV last night. Oh, you were watching football.
I was watching football, yeah.
It was on before The Apprentice.
Okay.
Really good show, actually.
All right.
You see this last night?
I did, actually, because it had my... I only saw the last 10 minutes. I had my favourite Alex James on it from Blur.
Oh, yeah.
You watched 10 things about losing weight rather than the Champions League final.
It was
a great
show.
At that point, I knew my team was going to win, so just sort of gave up and watched that.
You knew the brilliant Barca were doing it.
Oh, dear.
They did run the show, though.
They did completely and utterly run the show, yeah.
That's the most amazing football thing you've ever said.
Nobody actually told you to say that, did they?
They did earlier, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
When I went running, you know him.
Oh, yeah, he told you that, didn't
he? Anyway, 10 things you need to know about losing weight. I love that woman that was an actress, and she was like, yeah, I'm really quite big, and but I've got a slow metabolism. And then they did a test, and she just ate too much.
Yeah, they told her everything that she needed to write down. She had to write down everything she'd eaten, and she thought she'd eaten about 1,000 calories, and turns out she'd eaten over 3,000 calories. She'd just forgotten.
And that was her problem, not the slow metabolism.
The slow metabolism, as she'd been thinking for years. So that blew her theory right out of the water. She was so shocked.
And then he did an hour programme to come to that conclusion.
No, there was other bits in it as well. It's very good, actually. Here's my question, though. On that show last night, how many times did they say the word fat?
How long was it on for?
An hour.
Hour. Oh, hang on, I do that every day.
Can I give you the answer?
Yeah, go on.
55.
55 fats.
55 fats.
Becky?
40 fats.
Let's find out.
What's the kidding?
Here's people saying fat from 10 things you need to know about losing weight last night on BBC One.
Fat, fat is fat, internal fat, visceral fat, 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 hidden fat.
I'm about to find out just how much hidden fat I have.
Fat, fat, much fat, normal fat, 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 fat,
fat,
fatty. Fat, fat, fat's extra fat, fatty fat content, fat, the fat, fat, fat,
fat,
fat, fat, less fat, 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 fat,
the fat content, fat, fat, less fat, the fat,
fat, fat, more fat. Fat dairy, fat cheese and yoghurt, burning your fat.
Just how much fat?
Fat, fat,
fat,
fat,
fat,
fat,
fat,
fat,
fat,
fat,
fat,
fat, and fats. Fat,
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 fat, fat, fat, fatty, fatty, fat content.
Did they use the word fattage in there at one point?
Fattage.
It sounded like they used the word fattage.
It was more than 40.
It was, I was counting.
Yeah, go on.
55 it was.
It wasn't 50. Oh, what was it? I lost count.
55.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you get the point in that case, don't you?
Oh! What's occurring?
Was it really 55?
Yeah. Okay. Going well, then.
Right, last one. You know that game that we do sometimes where we call places with names that don't exist? We call up and go, hello, could I speak to blah, 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 please? Normally hotels and stuff. Earlier on, I called up somewhere in America with some of these stupid names. Here's my question to you. How many stupid names could I get into the conversation for them to repeat back to me while I was talking?
How many? Seven.
So they have to repeat the name back to me.
Two.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's me calling a hotel in America with some stupid names. Let's see if they repeat them back.
Hotel.
Hi, I'm looking for my uncle who is staying with you right now.
Okay, what's his name, sir?
His name is Jorgen.
What's his first name?
Hugh.
Let us see.
What are you looking up there, the full name?
No, I'm not going to tell you what... what?
You're not going to tell me the name that you're looking up?
Hugh.
Hugh what?
Yeah, the one that you said. Hugh.
Hugh who?
What's his second name?
Jorgen.
There's no Hugh Jorgen.
You don't have a Hugh Jorgen?
No.
Maybe it could be under my aunt's name.
What's her name?
Mandalay.
Mandalay, Mandalay.
First name is Anita.
Anita, Mandalay. No, there's no Anita here.
Can you just look up,
I'm already telling you I don't have anybody. There's only three customers left in the motel.
Is one of those people called Ivana Humperlot?
No, 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 no.
Heidi Salami?
No.
Harry Buttocks?
I'm sorry, sir.
Randy Chappers?
No, I don't have nobody by that name.
Small Trouser Department? Oh, bless. That was two, actually.
Yes.
So, Chappers still wins. It's 2-1 to Chappers today on Oh, What's Occurring. Let me know how you did at home on 81199. Thanks very much.
Oh.